Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. After more than two decades serving communities across Minnesota, Wisconsin, and North Dakota, Ruby's Pantry is ending its operations. In a website post, the nonprofit says it recently went through a restructuring process and ultimately decided to shut down, effective immediately. Ruby's Pantry served rural communities throughout the upper Midwest for more than 20 years, providing low-cost food distribution. Planned Parenthood North Central States is rolling out a new electronic health record system today. MNN's Tasha Radel has more.
The upgrade includes MyChart, a new patient portal designed to improve access and streamline care. Through MyChart, patients can message providers, request medication refills, view test results, manage appointments, early check-in, and pay bills online. The system aims to make high-quality, affordable care more accessible and convenient for patients. Tasha Radel, MNN.
The spring construction season is here in Minnesota. Department of Transportation Communications Director Devin Henry.
We have about 200 transportation infrastructure projects around the state. Our road and bridge projects are focused on improving safety and mobility, creating a smoother ride, reducing congestion, improving accessibility, and really supporting everybody who uses our roadways.
Henry says there's construction projects in almost every corner of the state. You can visit MnDOT's website for a full list of projects and more information, including closures and detours. And winter storm watches and winter weather advisories go into effect later today for most of the state. Ryan Dunleavy of the National Weather Service says snowfall amounts will depend on the track of the storm system.
Seen anywhere from like 1 to 3 just north of the Twin Cities metro, and then getting up to closer to 4 to 6 as you get into like near Lake Mille Lacs, and then obviously getting higher as you go further north.
Dunleavy says far southern and southeastern Minnesota could see mostly rainfall. In other headlines, a Little Falls pastor is charged with abusing a young child for years while living in Hutchinson. 33-year-old David Demenge faces multiple counts of first and second degree criminal sexual conduct. Police say the victim reports abuse before age 7, including forced cold showers and inappropriate touching between 2013 and 2018. Minnesota's wildfire season is now underway. Leanne Langeberg with the Interagency Fire Center in Grand Rapids is urging everyone want to stay alert to changing weather conditions. She says if an outdoor fire does escape you,
call 911. They have folks that are ready and available, firefighters that are ready and available that can help you to put that wildfire out safely and effectively.
You can find the latest fire conditions on the DNR's website. And the U.S. Supreme Court heard arguments today in a multi-state lawsuit over President Trump's executive order ending birthright citizenship. Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison joined 24 other states opposing the order, saying it violates the Constitution's 14th Amendment. Lower courts have already blocked it from taking effect. This is MNN.